Welcome, folks, to our Encore. It's Monday. And what a show we have for you today, and I'll tell you why. This was a show recommended by one of our listeners on the BSPs and More page, Pete, and Pete recommended it highly, and I just for laughs went back and listened to it, and I have a condition that's related to narcolepsy. It's kind of like if I laugh too hard, I lose muscular control, and I like collapse in the chair, or I fall to the ground. It happened to me listening to this show at about 4 o'clock in the morning, so there was that, but this was like, and I'm the world's worst critic is me, so I'm my world's worst. What did I say? You are your own worst critic. I'm my own worst critic. And I found this show to be very, very funny. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but I love it. Here it is. It's me netcasting from the living room of our house with Chef Carl Cedilia giving me diet advice and explaining how he, Chef Cedilia, is, and this was the part that I died, he's light on his feet and can skip and move even through, even though he's 300 pounds. All right, let's listen to it. You tell me what you think. Here it is, Chef Cedilia and me in the living room, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Phil Hendry, and we're doing the show today remote from literally the living room of my house. Chef Cedilia, how are you, sir?
Phil, I'm very honored that you invited me to your home so that we could talk a little bit.
Right, and
I don't need a napkin. God.
General, I thought you needed a napkin. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I wanted to call you General.
Yeah. You make that mistake a lot, don't you?
What mistake is that?
You call everybody General. You're the General.
You're right. I do that.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean any disrespect.
All right. When people start to offer me napkins, then I have to tell you all bets are off, you know.
Well, see, that starts... Now you're starting to talk like you want to throw some hands.
No, I don't. Look, General, let's make this clear. If you wanted to go down that street, I've got my skateboard, I've got my bike.
Oh, baby. Wait a minute, will you? What are you guys doing? You threatening fistfights now?
Well, this guy's telling me he wants to...
No, you're the one that... You make it sound like you want to throw hands or something.
No, I'm saying to you, I don't need a napkin. And if you insist on that...
Well, I think it's the first time... All right, I'm ending this conversation right now. It was rude of you, General... You know, you, Chef Cedilia, have a tendency to sound as if maybe you're eating something. I know you're not.
Yeah, sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And sometimes I salivate at the idea so that they know what to talk about, you know?
Yeah, a lot of times people can't understand it either, you know?
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make.
You know, at this point, let me say this. I don't care whether anybody can... By the way, where is Ms. Gray?
Margaret is a little late.
Yeah, Ms. Gray says she's pulling in. About 8:30.
No, she didn't. Knock it off at 8:30. Where is she?
She's probably outside right now.
I'm coming up the steps now, if you don't mind. Hi, is the mic hot?
Yeah, the mic's hot.
We're at Phil's house here at the El Pacifico, and the reason for this is one of the computer monitors. Is that right, Phil?
Well, I was going to get into that.
All right, well then get into it, all right?
Yeah, Phil, because a lot of people...
All right, I just wanted to introduce it. We got Margaret Gray with us, Bud Dickman, General Shaw. And we have General... Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, everybody with the General.
You know, I'm the guy that made the first mistake, Phil. You should know better. I mean, we have Chef Carl Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Extremely honored, Chef. Nice to see you.
It's great to see you, Phil.
All right, now that we're done with all of the kissy-kissy and the lovey-lovey...
Oh, boy.
God, Margaret. Well, what...
Yes, we lost our monitor. We're blind on one of our computers. We lost the monitor, so we're replacing the monitor... And that's going to happen Tuesday night. And as a result, we're here in the spacious living room of my home here at the El Pacifico. The El Pacifico, Margaret?
Yes, the El Pacifico is a small beachside community some 30 to 40 miles north of the, as Frank would say, of the Los Angeles, you know, city limits.
No big deal, Ms. Grace. You know how to say Los Angeles.
I'm letting people know, chump.
We know how it used to be spelled by the old-timers, Margaret.
All right, I don't need Bud correcting me.
Well, I mean, it is part of my job.
We're on a panel here, so everyone...
No, I have to say, Margaret, it is... Yes, it's interesting that people used to say Los Angeles. It's interesting that Frank says it. But no one talks... No one that's been out of the third grade, anyway, talks that way anymore.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm saying to you that it's called Los Angeles.
It is, Margaret, so...
I like to say Los Angeles for the laughs and the kicks it gives me. Do you understand?
Margaret, this isn't just about you.
No, I understand that, but when Frank and I hearken back to the earlier days of Los Angeles, have you ever seen a wonderful, wonderful sight on Facebook? What are you looking at?
Well, we need to get... We have to get blowing.
Well, we'll get... We have to get blowing.
We have to get moving.
We'll get moving in a minute. Have you seen the very interesting webpage, Phil, on Facebook, Vintage Los Angeles?
Yes, I have. And I happen to be one of its top fans.
All right, then you've seen the beautiful photographs that are featured there. Alison Martino.
Yes.
She runs it. And they have beautiful photographs of Los Angeles in the 50s and 60s. A time, Phil, when things were a little bit more glamorous. Things were a bit tidier. People did put on dinner jackets, yes. Women did wear hats, yes. Women did wear heels many places. And the beautiful nightclubs like Ciro's. All of those days are celebrated there on Vintage Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, I recommend that page.
Well, good.
Which one is this?
It's called Vintage Los Angeles. It's on Facebook, and it's out of sight. And if you're into the history of Los Angeles, there's also another really cool one called LA Relics, or LA History.
No, it's called LA History, and then there's LA History of the Relics, you know.
No, it isn't. He's making that up. What's it called, bud?
I think it's called LA History.
Right. Because I posted something from it the other day.
Yeah, you did. You posted some pictures of downtown.
There's some pictures of downtown Los Angeles. You see those, Chef?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm not here to talk about that.
Oh, really? What are we here to talk about?
Oh, man. All right. You called me up, and you wanted to talk a little bit about your diet. And I think that's probably going to help an awful lot of people here.
Well, you're going to talk diet, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You got a problem with that?
Well, I may have a problem because you look like you're pushing 300 pounds.
You know what? I am a healthy 300. I'm going to say this. A lot of people look at me and they say, well, would you get a load of the big fat slob? I know people talk that way.
Now, Chef, I don't say that.
No, it's all right. I know people talk that way behind my back. When I walk by, they'll go, get a load of the big fat, you know, whatever that was. And I will turn, and I turn very gingerly, by the way. People are surprised at the moves that I have for a fat man.
Well, what do you do?
I spin very quickly, and I'll go, yeah, you say something?
Do you really?
What are you laughing at?
I think it's pretty funny, you spinning very quickly and...
Oh, because of fat... Oh, God.
Well, Phil, large people can be very deft.
I know that, and can be very light on their feet.
That's the point that I'm trying to make to you apes. Excuse me for saying.
We don't like that word.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to... Talking to you guys, I might as well be just pushing my face to the bars at the L.A. Zoo.
Yeah, well, come on, man. It can't be that bad.
Sometimes it is.
All right, so your point is what?
My point is that when people see me, as the general just did, and they say, well, look at the big fat tub of guts on that, or when you look at the wide load that just walked by, and I didn't hear the beep, 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 beep when he backed up to check the price on the menu for cheesecake, huh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the story?
Well, I got it. Okay.
Then they think that I am not light on my feet, that I can't skip and make a move. Like, for instance, if someone is, for instance, if a kid comes down the street, I'm walking down the sidewalk, and a kid comes sailing down the sidewalk on a skateboard, you'd be surprised at how quickly I could just lightly move to my left or to my right and let the kid sail right by.
Yeah, I did see that one time, Chef Trudelia, when we was out in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You were there that day.
Yeah, I was. And a kid on a skateboard, and the chef just went, yeah. He sort of did a step.
And so, in fact, I did say, yeah.
Oh, you're kidding now.
No, Bud is right. What I did was I saw the kid coming. I moved my left leg back, and I sort of turned, okay? And I moved my left leg all the way back so that the foot was pointed behind me. And as the kid went by, I went, hey, hey. Something like that, right, Bud?
Yeah, you did. And it was a beautiful move because as the kid come down on a skateboard, the chef was sort of squared up with him, and he just went to his left, kept his right foot planted solid, never moved that, but swung the left foot back, swung his left arm back. He went, yeah, you know. And
I did.
Okay, I get it about the yeah. What is it with you guys and everything with yeah? Even a guy in pain.
What do you mean, what is it with us? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just telling what I did that day on the sidewalk.
That day on the sidewalk in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Yes. And this kid comes down on a skateboard. And by the way, that's very dangerous for any of you young people out there.
It is extremely dangerous. Those of you who are young, like my son, Jason J. Delmonico, I've told him and told him and told him yet again, don't ever let me catch you on a skateboard making your way down a sidewalk full of people as if you think you are, excuse me for saying this, as if you think you are Jesus come to part the Red Sea. So you understand?
Well,
there's a lot of kids like that.
No, that, you know, that kid, that's true. That kid that we encountered that day, he came right down the middle of the sidewalk. Fortunately for me, even though I do push about I'm about 285, 290, but I just swung back, swung the left leg back and the left arm back, kept my right leg and my right arm stationary, and I went, yay, you know?
What is that about?
What's what about?
Going yay.
Well, you know, if I may say, Chef Tadilli.
Go ahead.
I think the chef is, he's going, yeah, because he's appreciating the move they just did.
That's it exactly, bud. When I do a move like that, I don't even think you can do a move like that, General.
What makes you think that?
Well, think about it. Here comes a kid going about 30 miles an hour on a skateboard down the sidewalk, and all I have to do is move the left leg back and the left leg and the left arm back. I swing them to the side. I'm looking straight at the kid, and I'm going, hee-hee-hee. You know, I'm just doing a...
What is that exactly?
What's what?
When you go, yee-hee-hee.
It is an exaltation. It is a verbal expression of appreciation for how slick, seamless, and almost dance-like my maneuvering is. And it's also an in-your-face to the kid saying, you know what? You don't have it. You ain't got it. Because look at me. Hee-hee.
All right, Chef Carl Tadilli.
No, you guys don't get it.
Yeah, I was trying to say that to you, Chef.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Chef. But we are here to talk today, folks, about my diet. I have Chef Carl Tadilli on with me. Now, here's the thing that I want to talk to you about, Chef Tadilli. First of all, Phil, you're on a very restrictive diet. 2,000 calories a day.
That's all that I will allow myself.
Yeah, but you cheat. You know you cheat.
Yes, I do. Let me put it this way. I cheated on the weekends a couple of times.
When I walked in here, Phil, and I saw you with a block of cheddar cheese and Frito chili-flavored tortilla chips. Bud Dickman.
All right, yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's true.
No, wait. Stop, bud. A block of cheddar cheese. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, look, man. It was a weekend. I had been... You know, I'm good all week long, and I'm good on the weekends, too. But for this particular weekend...
Now, when was this?
This was, Bud?
I'd say it's about two... It was either 3 or 2 weeks ago.
Why do you do that?
Why do you do that?
What do you mean 3 or 2 weeks? Was it 2 or 3 weeks?
It was 3 or 2.
It was 2 weeks ago.
All right, okay, great. 2 weeks ago, you decided to give yourself a break on the weekend.
Yeah. I was watching TV... And I got to tell you, back when I was eating like a slob, one of my favorite things in the world was sharp cheddar cheese, and I loved Fritos.
You loved Fritos. Oh, my God.
No wonder you got hypertension, Phil. That stuff's loaded with salt.
And who eats tortilla chips like it's going out of style?
Yes, General. Okay, but I'm not on death's door.
Well, neither is Mr. Henry.
I'm not on death's door either.
Well, wait, let me be the judge, all right? Phil, I'm looking at you. You're a good-looking guy. Your weight's down, yes. You're down to what? What do you weigh right now?
215.
Oh, bullshit. I weigh 215.
Now, what is your target weight?
The target weight's always been 210.
210? And if you've spent 3 solid days at 210, I'm a gone...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I've spent more than 2 solid days or 3 solid days at 210. I've spent months at a time at 210. Lately, yes... I put the weight back on.
All right, so you put the weight back on, though, up to 220, is that right?
Yes, I got as high as 220.
Are you bull? You got higher than that. Hey, are you there when I'm weighing myself?
No. Yeah, General, what are you doing? You're sleeping at his house and everything?
No, I'm not, but you told me one day you inched it over 222 once, okay?
But I'm below 220 or at 220. Right now I'm at 215.
All right, and you're trying to get down to 210.
Yes.
First of all, I do not necessarily disagree, Phil, with you giving yourself a break. You know what I'm saying, homeboy? Just doing the things that you want to do, eating some of the things that you want to eat. And what do you have? What's the thing he has?
He has cheddar cheese.
I got sharp cheddar cheese and a bag of Fritos.
And a bag of Fritos, oh, man.
Yeah, and you got hypertension.
Hey, My blood pressure is fine, Jack, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, Phil, are you telling the truth?
Yes, I'm telling the truth. I just had a freaking physical. I have a physical every year. With good old Dr. Ellman, my physical every damn year, and I've been on it, Jack, okay? And because I was a smoker, I get that whole scan thing. I am living a beautiful life.
Okay, so what's with you and the weight?
I don't want to look like a pig. With all due respect, Chef Giudelli.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, I'm 300 pounds. I may be 300 pounds and I don't care, okay? Because I can tiptoe, skip, and dance my way through some of the most dangerous situations you've ever seen in your life. And I get a little sick and tired sometimes, Phil. I'm not singling you out. But I get a little sick and tired of people criticizing those of us who have a rounder shape, who may be more rotunda, you know?
What's that mean?
Rotund as in round.
All right.
And automatically assume that because I got a big ass, all right, I'll go ahead and say it.
Well, you gotta watch the language.
No, go ahead. Say what you need.
All right, thank you. Because I walk around with a big fat ass on me, okay? Let me tell you what. Even though I've got one of the bigger asses you've ever seen, I slip into a pair of skinny jeans.
Oh, horseshit.
I swear to almighty God. Look what I'm wearing right now.
Well, look, Chef, you're wearing skinny jeans. I can tell they're skinny at the ankle, but they're stretched across...
They're stretched across my ass. Yeah, and I got a big ass. But I can put on some skinny jeans and a sports shirt, and I can walk down the sidewalk and hang out with any 20-something crowd.
Get the...
The hell are you laughing at?
You gotta be kidding me. No, you can't.
No, I can't. If you want to say no, I can't. But I can skip, spin. I can slip into an alleyway. I can get lost in any crowd that you want to talk about.
All right, so how do you get lost in the crowd? You're the big, large, white mass.
You know something, man? I don't need this. I've got a beautiful apple fritter that I'm working on back at the Ted's of Beverly Hills in the kitchen. And I've got, not only that, I've got an apple pie I'm working on. I'd love to go back there and put my face in it. It's going to be honest with you.
All right, Jim, this is where you're beginning to salivate.
I'm sorry. I've got a beautiful apple pie, and I'd like to go back there. It's in the kitchen of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
And you just said you want to drive your face right into it.
That's it. Yeah, all right.
God, man.
What's God, man, mean?
Well, the way you said it sounded a little, what's the word?
Carnal?
Carnal. I was going to say corporeal.
No, it's, yes, it did sound carnal.
What do you mean carnal?
It sounded, you said you got an apple pie back at Ted's of Beverly Hills that you want to shove your face into.
Okay.
We're talking here with Chef Carl Giudelia, and the reason why I asked the chef to come on the program today, A, we're doing the show from my home here at the El Pacifico, and we will be back in our studio tomorrow night. We are simply replacing a monitor that we need to monitor our aspects of our show. But I'm kind of enjoying this, Chef, and I thank you for joining. By the way, would you like something to eat?
Well, you know, you say, would you like something to eat? You ain't got anything in here.
That's exactly right. I don't. I have vegetables.
You have veggies. You got some turkey burgers. Jesus H.
Well, this is Phil and his diet.
This is my diet, man. It's what I'm telling you. I primarily, my protein is salmon and turkey burgers.
Now, why? Is that because it's low in sodium?
That both of those meats are low in sodium, yeah.
Because they're low in calories, too.
Yeah, you get a pound of salmon, a pound of Chinook, or no.
You eat that sockeye.
Phil, I've got it. Phil eats sockeye salmon, Chef Giudelia. You know what I mean, sockeye salmon?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
All right, and that for a pound of that, it's about 700-800 calories.
Yeah, but that's all I eat for the day in terms of protein. And the rest of the day...
The rest of the day, you're doing what? You're sautéing vegetables?
Yeah, I'm sautéing vegetables. Sometimes I'll have to round up the rest of the calories.
Though you don't count any calories of the vegetables you eat.
No, I do not.
Everything is a zero calorie.
All the vegetables that I eat, zero calorie, yeah.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Iceberg lettuce.
Well, yes, but iceberg lettuce takes, it requires more calories to burn that iceberg lettuce than the iceberg lettuce puts into your system. So I understand what Phil's saying. Cucumbers are essentially zero calories. So what do you have with the cucumbers?
I like hummus.
What is that?
Hummus?
Oh, I love hummus. It's delicious. It's a Middle Eastern sort of a, what is it, Phil?
It's a Middle Eastern dish. It's made from sesame seeds and...
garbanzo beans.
Well, chickpeas, garbanzo beans, yeah. And you mix it all together and into a kind of a, puree, and it's fantastic. I eat that.
And now, what is this tzatziki thing? I saw you, you know, I don't even like the look of that stuff.
You're the guy that loves dips. You'd love tzatziki, man. It's kind of like a yogurt in dill.
And all of this is very low calorie.
Very low calorie. Actually, the hummus is higher in calorie, but the tzatziki is only about 35, 40 calories per serving. There's only about 8 servings in a thing of tzatziki. So I have that, salmon.
Now, what's with the turkey burgers? What's all that about?
What do you mean, what's that all about? It's a low-sodium meat. It's about...
I saw some turkey burgers at the store. They had a lot, like 20%.
A lot of companies that don't know anything about food, they just dump a lot of salt on top of everything. Yeah, but I don't. I buy them fresh. And
no, I thought you were a vegan or you...
I was vegan. But when I found out that I had this situation with high blood pressure, I needed protein. And, you know, the quickest, the best protein is still animal protein. But I don't eat red meat.
Now, you don't eat red meat. You don't eat pork. You know, can I interrupt here?
What?
This is not even all that interesting to the audience. I mean, you guys...
Wait a minute, man. I want to talk about this.
What do you mean it's not interesting to the audience?
You're sitting here talking about how you can spin into an alleyway and make these moves with your body. Now you guys are off talking about the calorie content of salmon. Jesus. I got to agree with the general.
Well, I'm sorry if you guys agree. If you want to leave, leave.
Oh, boy. Look, get a load of you.
Yeah, but Mr. Henry's trying to make a point, and you guys are sitting there with your thumb in it.
I don't have my thumb in anything.
Wait a minute. Go ahead, Chef.
Go ahead, Chef what?
You're telling me about the benefits or the lack of benefit of my diet.
All right, well, here's what I'm saying. 2,000 calories a day, I understand it. Now, here's the other thing that you eat, because I saw a container of it empty right there in the waste paper basket.
Oh, here we go. Goddamn.
Yeah, the Halo. Halo ice cream.
I like it.
Phil eats that stuff like it's going out of style. It's only 300 calories for a pint, so he'll eat 3 pints at one sitting.
Not quite.
Oh, my ass. I saw him sitting there the other day. He ate the chocolate chip cookie dough, followed it up with that sea salt, whatever that is, Bud. What is that?
It's kind of like it's not a caramel, but a sea salt.
It's sea salt caramel.
Sea salt caramel? What the hell is that?
Just what it says here.
Okay, Phil, God. Stick it in my face.
Sticking what in your face?
Put the thing in my face. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so I have that. Whatever.
And he had a pint of their chocolate ice cream. Now, I'm not saying Halo isn't, and the chocolate's 300 calories. The caramel sea salt, the sea salt caramel is 300 calories. The chocolate chip cookie dough is 360 calories, eh? Okay.
All right, Marty, you don't have to lean into me.
You were going to say breathe on you?
Well, you're breathing on me, yeah.
What about it? Is my breath bad, Phil?
I'm not saying anything.
Excuse me.
Ms. Gray.
Excuse me. Where are you going? I guess I'm going to use some mouthwash. How about that, huh? Where am I going?
Right.
I'm sorry, but she leaned into me, Phil, and she went, hey, and it just kind of...
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well, what?
Nothing, Margaret. Go ahead.
Speaking of, I had a garlic dip for lunch.
All right, we're here with Chef Carl Cedilia. So, what is it that I'm getting at?
Yeah, I'd love for you to tell me. What are you getting at?
Yeah, what are you getting at? I'll tell you what I'm getting at. Okay?
Fine, Phil. Jeez.
All right. I'm getting at this. What can I bust it out with, man? On the weekends, you know, they tell you, get some real food every now and again.
Phil, absolutely get some real food. You're not going to... you're only setting yourself up for a fall if all you're doing is feeding yourself turkey, salmon, and vegetables, and even this hummus kick that you're on, or tzatziki. You have to sometimes shake the metabolism up a little bit to try to get it churning again to lose that weight. Now, I understand.
I just find this very funny.
What do you find funny again? Oh, because I'm...
You're 300 pounds and you're telling this guy...
I told you, and I'll tell you again, if you want to see it in action, you come at me and I'll spin away, I'll dip...
Yeah, you can dip and you can maneuver.
I can dip and maneuver. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything.
Yeah, you are. You know what, General? Anytime, day or night, you come around my house, okay? Try to break in.
Look, Chef...
No. Try to break into my house and watch how quickly I dart from the shadows. Forget it. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You know, you guys... You know what I love about you chimpanzees? You think...
Quit calling me a chimpanzee.
But I'm saying it, okay?
What are you saying?
I'm saying what I love about you chimps is that you see a fat guy, a big fat guy like me, and you think I can't dart out of nowhere and just make it the worst day of your life.
So what you're telling us, and oh, get a load of you like you don't believe me.
No, I want to hear this again.
Okay, I'll tell you. You're invited to come around my house any night and try to break in. And before you even know what happens, I will have broken your neck. You'll see me dart from the shadows, and then everything goes black.
Look, see, they're smiling.
Are they laughing at you, Chef?
Yes, they are, Margaret. And by the way, while you were in there, they were talking about your breath.
I know that. I heard them.
Chef, no.
Look, the only thing that I found funny, you're going to dart from the shadows.
That's right, because you think I'm so big and fat. I will move so quickly, darting, almost like a bullet. You'll just see, you know.
Well, what am I going to see? Your face in the chef hat?
You know what? You can laugh if you want, but that's exactly what you'll see. You'll see my face, my chef hat, and it'll just be, and you know.
Then everything goes black.
This guy over here is laughing, Phil.
It is funny.
What is?
All we're going to see is your face in a chef hat darting at us, and then everything goes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, come on, Chef. You didn't drive all the way here just to get up and walk out.
No, I did not, but I will be treated with a little bit more decorum and respect than this.
All right. Let me take a break here and tell everybody you're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here at my home at the El Pacifico. I'm enjoying the conversation, but we're talking to Chef Carl Cedilli about my diet. A lot of you guys know me from over 10 years ago. There was a time...
This is good, Phil. Give it some perspective.
Are you going to come in and sit down?
Yes, I am. I'm brushing my teeth.
All right.
Because somebody was complaining about the garlic on my breath.
Margaret, it's fine.
A lot of you guys don't know this, but upwards of about 10 years ago, I weighed 300 pounds. I was at 306, and I was on a TV show called New Girl, and this had to be the lowest point of my life because I've seen shots of me from that show, and I'm just a big, fat tub of shit.
Phil, you can't put yourself down because you were light on your feet.
What is it with you and light on your feet? If a man's too fat and feels it, I'm not saying you do, but if he feels it, why can't he?
Why can't he do what?
Why can't he complain about it?
All right, fine. But I'm just saying, if you're 300 pounds like I am, and you can spin and twirl...
You're talking about spin and twirl and coming at me out of the shadows with a chef hat on, and I don't believe it.
Well, you better start believing it, friend. You come around my house any night...
Yes. Break in, and we'll see your face in a chef hat, and then everything goes black.
Get a load of these guys, Phil. Then everything goes black. You know something? I can get in my... It's a beautiful night. I don't mind going down PCH back to my house.
Chef.
Yeah, General.
Chef Cedilli... Please stick around.
Well,
please stick around.
Ha, 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 ha.
Come on, Chef.
All right, but as I said, it's a beautiful night.
Well, I don't blame the chef at all. But again, Phil was talking about a time in his life. Hold on, I want to make this point. When Phil was 300 pounds, you were a fat tub of guts, and you hated yourself.
I did.
And you hated the way you looked.
I did.
And what Phil did, and everybody's got an opinion now, but Phil did this on his own. He simply started counting calories.
Look, Phil, my hat is off to you that you did that. But because you were successful, everybody's going to have opinions on how to do it better, right? If you're just starting out as a fat tub of guts, no one wants to know you.
Well, that's exactly what happened, too. All of a sudden, people go, oh, wow, you were calorie counting. Huh? Well, here's a better way of doing it, because they knew that I was having success. But I started counting the calories. I can't take all the credit. My doctor, Dr. Ault, great guy, a Vietnam veteran, a doctor, he was a doctor in Vietnam, as a matter of fact, near Da Nang. And
So
I thought I'd point that out, okay?
All right, Phil, great, you know.
If you guys are going to be assholes, go ahead. Dr. Ault, a Vietnam veteran, said to me, here's a diet, Phil, for diabetes. It's 1,500 calories. He said, now, you don't need this, and you don't have to hold yourself to 1,500 calories, but this is an example of protein, carbohydrates, you know, and certainly no sugar because it was for diabetic people.
So you use that as a starting point.
I used the 1,500, and I decided I'd give myself 2,000.
You just out of the blue decided that?
Yes. I gave myself 2,000, and it was only then, and that was in the spring of 2012, that I began to drop the weight. And from April of 2012, I steadily went from, I started out at 289, 290 when I started the diet. I went all the way down to 210. That was 80 pounds I lost in the course of 7.5 months.
And by what date?
You said it was Halloween, Mr. Henry.
It was Halloween.
Now, here's the best part.
No, come on.
No, whoa, 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 whoa. I get to tell this part.
No, I'll tell it because I tell it more sensitively. Phil was in Washington, D.C. to visit a friend. It was Halloween.
Far more sensitively, huh?
That's right. It was Halloween. Phil was visiting his friend in Washington, D.C., and he had reached his target weight of 210. And what do you think he did?
He ate all the food in the mini bar.
What?
What'd you say?
He ate all the food.
Said he ate all the food in the mini bar.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah, you hold on. He ate all the chocolates and the candies and everything in the mini bar.
I did. I had myself a little Halloween party.
Jesus H.
Hey, Chef.
Well, you know, Phil, you're asking my advice. And the way to celebrate, the way to give yourself a break, the way to have the food that you want to have even while you're dining, do it on the weekends. Stay away from the sugar and the cupcakes and the candy and all that jazz. If you want to go ahead and pig out a little bit of cheese, and you might want to have a cracker, you know. Yeah, I don't care if I am sorry. You might want to have a cracker. You might want to have a cupcake of some kind.
Well, you said stay away from the sugar.
Well, I'm saying don't say it. If you want to have a cupcake, because now I'm thinking what I would do, I may have a cupcake. You got a Spud Nuts near you, right?
Spud Nuts?
Yes. What, are you telling me you don't like Spud Nuts? I love Spud Nuts. Go up and get yourself a dozen.
Are you kidding me or something?
This guy says he wants to have a, you know, a normal life.
No, I'm not getting a dozen Spud Nuts donuts, okay?
All right, then what are you having me on for?
I'm just, you know, advice on how to eat. Never mind. It's been a lot of fun. You know, the PCH is right over here. My car is pointed in that direction.
Yes, yes, and you can do a spin move out of here.
You know, you want to see me do it.
I'd like to see everybody stay seated while we tell everyone we appreciate very much them listening to today's show. Chef Carl Cedilia, thank you for coming in, sir.
My pleasure, Phil.
General Shaw.
Yes.
Bud.
Thank you.
And Margaret.
Thank you very much. And again, it was on Halloween, so Phil, you towed the line throughout all of that year, and then you finally went ahead and said, give me that jelly-filled donut, and you shoved it into your mouth with the heel of your hand, right?
No, that's not right.
I know, I'm kidding.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved at Podcast One. Yay!
Thanks a lot. Thank you all. We'll see you back in our studio tomorrow for the world famous Phil Henry Show.